Members, welcome to the meeting. Members, welcome after one month frustration and rest and so on. I know that Ms. Civil Division is one of those people who are waiting all the time, but all the members were calling me from one of the prisons. Nenawa was busy there in a province, and all other members. Members, thank you very much that even during recess, let's call it recess, people are still taking their work very seriously. I'm very much happy to be associated with this type of members in this committee. Members, our agenda for this meeting today, our first meeting, is the formal deliberations and adoption of the committee program, the second term of 2007. The second point is planning and discussion oversight visits to the Western Cape. And then the third point is tabling of committee reports. But before that, Mr. James Self apologized, sent an apology that he is busy. All of us know that they are having a conference over the weekend. And Mr. Self is the chairperson of the Federal Council. And he called me to say that I must really put his apology in for today. The second apology is Bishop Tolo. Bishop Tolo also called me to say that one of his bishops in the church passed away. And he was a senior pastor. And he is busy now with funeral arrangements and preparations for the funeral. That's why Bishop Tolo is not here. Any other apologies, members? Oh, yes. Mr. Vadi also apologized. He is on his way to Sweden with the other committee, the intelligence committee. That's why he's not here. Members, that is the agenda for today. Let me first check if all of you, because I know that Imogen have distributed a package like this to all the members for this. So it will make things very easy in our meeting, not to go and sleep and because the program, we are having a program here. Members, this is a draft program, and it's for you to amend or to adopt this program for this term. It's from the 3rd of May today until the 26th of June. The 26th of June will be our last meeting. One thing that I must raise here that is to me very important. All the items are important, but on the 18th, that Friday, the 18th, the budget debate on vote number 19 of correctional services. So all of us must know that on the 18th, we are debating our budget. Members, I'm putting this agenda or this program before you. Any amendment, anything that you want to correct here, you are free to do so. If there's nothing, then we adopt this program. Mr. Mawate?
No, sir, I don't have to report, but at that point, I don't know if
you are right, Mr. Mohan. You are right, Mr. Mohan. Can I please ask the Imogen to reflect it, so that we must get a space here. Mr. Mohan, we will put it in the agenda. I think all of you are agree.
Sorry, I'm a second. Chairperson, what I would like to know, and I'm happy with progress, but the issue of the corn shooting, that's still long outstanding. I mean, that's going on 2 years. We still haven't had the results of that investigation. And I think that needs to be put in this term as well.
That's exactly what Mr. Mahote is talking about. Mr. Mahote is saying we must take all our reports and recommendations and then put it here so that we must have a slot here.
It could fit in on the 5th of June, but I think that we need to ask them specifically to cover the issues that we're talking about.
Okay, on the 5th. But then we must be specific.
Yeah.
We mustn't debate. This is too big. We must change that wording here. That's fine. So we are going to put that in somehow on the 5th of June. On the 5th of June, change it. So no problem, Mr. Shah.
Thank you, Chair. The program seems to be quite healthy. I just wanted to reiterate, to emphasize the point that was made by my colleague, in order to be effective, we have meetings, they come make presentations, we make recommendations. I think we need to put our foot down and say, these are recommendations we made. The next time we appear before us, we want to know what measures have been taken as well. So I think that would be a problem. All the recommendations that we make and to whom were these recommendations. The other thing I would like to see on the program, Chair, is first I would like to commend you in the manner in which you dealt with the issue. The escape of market, that issue was dealt with, I think, very nicely. I think the committee was done well. We mustn't be apologetic about anything that we did or said. We've done what the taxpayers wanted to do. So I want to put on record that we stand by the position you have taken and the stance that you have taken. We fully support. We need to have, on the 1st of June, it says here, briefing by DSS on the case and vetting of officials. We want them to tell us how they have addressed some of the concerns that we raised in our earlier discussions. They were talking about the report. We want to know where is that report, what progress have they made, whether they're going to include that in this, on the same day, or do we have to have a separate meeting for that? We don't know. So we'd like to see, are they going to come back and tell us what the CMAC debacle, what progress have they made on that? Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Shah. Thanks, Mr. Shah. We'll put it in. We are having the report, all the reports we have agreed on it in the report. We'll see it. But we will put it in. We will put it in on the 5th of can I have the person who is proposing that we adopt this members, before we are going over to the next item, the minister called me earlier on. I think it was around about 11 o'clock. The cabinet yesterday decided, it took a decision to approve the appointment of a new commission for correctional service. And the minister was telling me that the decision of the panel, I'll tell you the panel later on. They took a decision and agree with the panel's decision that Mr. Benny Mr. must be the new commissioner for correctional service. many teachers that you have been now, that's the new commission. You know him, all of him.
He's the one we met at Tibet.
Yeah. You know him, Baba. The tall guy. Yeah. Yeah, he's now the new So, they will come, the minister will come and introduce him personally and officially in the meeting, but the minister thought he must call me to tell me about it before it's in the public there. And the minister even asked me to tell them about this appointment and this decision. Now the panel of the interview was the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Education, the Minister of he himself the Minister, and the two DGs, the DG of Housing, the DG of Justice was there. And then the Deputy Minister of Correctional Services. That's the one minister, because there were five. There were five in the ministers with the deputy. So it was a very strong panel that interviewed especially the Minister of Finance. I learned that he was very much critical to get correct president in correctional services. So it was not a pushover issue yet. It was a very serious thing. But now the session, because they were five and the decision. Yeah.
How many applications?
Sorry? There was three applications. I don't know the other applications. That was an announcement. Members, planning and discussion, oversight research to the Western. All the board members are having, you know, the reason why, let me first explain, the reason why we decided on the Western case is that all the other provinces, we visited all the other provinces except the Western case. That is the only province that is left. Always, since 1994, we are going to Baltimore. Baltimore, we are going to Mamasbury or Woodridge. That is not the Western. These other people are also complaining to say that we are not visiting them. So we are going now on this 4 days, from the 7th, from the 7th to the 11th Friday, we will be visiting this in the Western case. Remember, there was just a lot of people who were apologized with their programs and all that. And I really understand. From my side, I really understand. People who want to be there. Baba Peter? Kimberly is in Northern.
No,
yeah, not the Northern States, we have visited the Northern States, yeah. We are going now deep into the Western States, yeah. So, members, according to Imogen, it's six members, that's seven we have on stand. Let me also explain the position of, but I think the position of we'll discuss it later because we are going to have the alternate in the committee. I'll explain it later on. In members, the other announcement, sorry for me to tell you, there is this budget vote. And from our side, I don't know the other party, but from our side we have 60 minutes. But I don't know the other party. But I'll find out, and then I will let commission members know.
Only 60 minutes.
60 minutes. from the ANC. But then the other parties, I'm not sure, but we'll find out. So remember, this is what for the program for the Western Cape over time. Let me go to Sunday. The six, all of us, the seven, that is going with us. We are going to meet at the Cape Town airport. From there,
what time?
Okay, the specialist will explain.
From daycare, everyone must arrive mostly at 3 o'clock, and then, but at 3 o'clock we will then drive to Caledon, where we will sleep that night at the Caledon Hotel, and then the next morning we'll visit Haldeswarm Prison, which is about 40 kilometers outside Caledon, and we'll go back to the hotel, stay there. On Tuesday, the 8th of May, we'll visit Bosholtjacht, the field prison. And from there, we'll drive to Mossel Bay. And then on Wednesday, 9th of May, we'll visit Mossel Bay. And from Mossel Bay, we'll drive to Naja. On Thursday, the 10th of May, we'll visit Naja prison. And then finish there, go to George. Friday, 11th of May, we'll be in George. And from George, we will all fly home.
Remember Sunday, all of us will meet at the Cape Town airport.
At domestic arrival.
From there, the shuttles will take us to Caledon. This eldest room is in Caledon.
Yes.
All right. Is it clear, members?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I've just distributed this form to the members who have confirmed the application for the substitute travel allowance. Please, if you can just comment your personal number and sign at the bottom of it. And then you can take the document at the back. You'll see from the travel agent, and it highlights the time of your flight and your reference numbers, which you will use on the airport on Sunday.
But if you are having difficulties, let immersion help you in filling in the after the meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
This is a matter of interest. Are they now paying traveling and subscriptions when you go on an internal visit? I've never had that before. Mm-hmm. I've never had it before.
No,
I've never had
paid for
over
5 hours.
Thank God they
have. Yeah, no, let me tell you, Mr. Tim, you are 100% correct. The first visit, Ms. Nawa went on to that visit, the first visit. That was the first time for me as well. And I went to the deputy speaker in our caucus, because this form was distributed. You can remember it was distributed in our caucus. I gave it to you. And I went with this thing to the deputy speaker, Gwen Makam, to say, ma'am, this is for the first time. I'm sitting here at the end. And this is for the first time that I must fill in this form. And she said, no, she will follow it up. Unfortunately, from my side, I have not followed it up with her. But I will ask Imogen to remind me so that I must follow it up. Because it's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing. Yeah.
Thank you, Chief. Firstly, I'd just like to apologize. I can't be. I would love to be on this tour, but first, Congress and then other committee commissioners. So I won't be able to be there. However, I wish you all well. As a matter of interest, do we have records showing reports by other committees that probably, not other committees, sorry, previous committees that have visited the same facilities, and what are the problems that they had identified then? Some of the members might still be here, others might not have, but they were visited previously. So it would be interesting to disseminate or distribute the report so that members know what the issues were here, so when they go there, they can see what has changed.
It's the first time.
Nobody's ever visited.
It's the first time.
Alright, so we'll be bringing Haidira.
This is just 13 years here.
I'm very sad not to be going. I'm very sad not to be going.
Yes, I know, Mr. Chin. I know, but you are our shop steward, our seller is not. You can't miss that one, Mr. Chin. We will deal with this one and give you an important that one. Very much important, Mr. Chin, to deal with that one. Remember, then the purpose, you see, on this theme, we have put now also parole board meetings, briefing by parole board chairperson and the entire parole board and the case management committee. Because, you know, Ms. Nawa will tell you what she has confronted there that night in the Northwest. There was hunger strike because of this thing. Hunger strike after hunger strike because of parole board. People are complaining, inmates are complaining, the parole board is not working. The parole board is saying that the case management committee is not working and so on. So I thought that let us put the parole board, let's have something different to concentrate on the parole board. Let's concentrate on the case management committee, even if we spend the whole day with this people. We are going to interview inmates, to ask an inmate, how long are you sitting here? No, I'm sitting, my sentence is 5 years, but I'm now 3 years. And then we will call the case management committee and the parole board to say, can you please explain? Because this thing is also impacting on this overcrowding situation.
Yes.
Because I think that the parole board and the case management committee is not working very well. Yes. Okay, and then and then you.
Okay. I was thinking of how about maybe asking for a printout of all the prisoners, if they are jailed. The one I got them from Northwest Prison. You ask for a printout, they give you that this prisoner number, so and so, the name, and how long is he ready, so that you can be able to can know who is taking the longest. And then we can maybe ask for this person to see this person and ask him why did you get any meeting with the parole board or not. Maybe if we are using the statistics.
Then now I hear what you are saying. The danger of doing that, some of the prisoners will be put in a local area, not to speak to them. Let's go there, we will call the team, and we will call the parole board people. Inmate will talk to us. You know, at Kutuzov, the judge called me yesterday. There was inmate that was hidden in Kutuzov. So you see this type of thing. Because they are investigating now that. Let us go
when they get out of employment, advert these people that are popular in the area, so that when inmates come out on parole, they level the ground there. Because some of them, we don't even care about, people don't even know about parole board, they don't even know about parole, what is that parole. All they know that person who has been for so many years, but now we change. Those are the things that make people to be offended. So they, nobody is helping them or trying to make the community aware how this person is even before time. So I think those are the things that I think how God set up me, maybe explain they are or set up me in the community where they come from.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm happy that I found a practice. As you know, I have so many questions. So, just to give you one first concern. If you read the weekend paper, where the people that are on parole are out, are now looking for a way to get back. And the reason they are giving is they are traveling and they have no work. Nobody wants to employ them, and they feel that they should do something to get back in jail. I think this is what we in the prison do. This is what one has to start looking, be alert of it. So in other words, to say that we are going to be starting to increase crime. So they are not worried. They want to commit something and get back. It is a new thing. Secondly, Chairperson, I'm handling a case and it's becoming very frustrating now. This case, I'm prepared to give you a copy of the correspondence that I have got. This case was supposed, this person was supposed to be released last year and has been through rehabilitation, has become a Muslim Maulana. That's how high he's gone in the terrorism. And with all that, he's still being held there because the siblings of the deceased is holding high commission and they are putting on this for this person to be released. And he's been rehabilitated and he is fit to come out. And there are more that are prepared to take as a moral. And yet he has to be. And he's got a very good record of him being there for about 5 years now. So, as Chairperson, these are the things also, these are the things that are going on, and I am happy that you have brought up the subject of meeting the federal commission. And I know some people in the record prison that are having very wise move to make that we meet the people that are now ready to go on parole, and we meet the parole board that handles these what is called cases of so it's a serious matter. I think we as a collection service commission here can go into it and take it. I will forward the copy of this.
We are aware that there are certain terms and conditions and requirements that the parole board would like to fulfill before they can recommend the release of any inmate. However, some very valid points have been raised by when you meet with the federal body, you're probably going to have to make some public pronouncements, right, or on the report, on the visit itself, some press statement, whatever. I would caution you, be careful not that we don't come across as if we are trying to twist the arm of God, say, why haven't you released these people? Because they would turn around and say, excuse me, there are certain terms and conditions and they haven't been met. So what I think as a committee we need to say is, we are not against the willingly release of prisoners or parole. We don't want to make it parole as easy as jam and butter. But what we are saying is that those who are deserving of being released, those who have met the requirements, such as the example we've given here, why are they being made to languish? So we need to come out with a very balanced, so they don't accuse us of the committee saying that you want to release, you want to make it easy, you want to put pressure on the parole bosses, which is release people. And be a danger to society. No, we're not saying that. I think that must come out very, very, very clearly. And the other issue that here is, I want to reiterate the same. I don't want to, exaggerate on it. But there are relevant stakeholders, Chair. Those payroll boards, regional payroll boards, wherever they are, we need to ask them, they must tell us, are they meeting with the stakeholders in the community? There are NGOs in the community. Do they meet with them? And the third point I'll they will release somebody if he's got a job. If he's got a job. So the government is saying the private sector, the community needs to play a positive role. But I'm saying that the government itself should show that it is playing a role. For example, we have the public work, expanded public works program, for example. They say, how has that benefited inmates who have got some skills and training in India? How is it benefiting them? Why can't they be given a job under the same public works program? It will make it easy. It will lessen the burden. So how many of them are actually benefiting from the expanded public works program? Have we done an audit on it? Has government taken it? If the government is not got the will to do it, why are we expecting private sector to come at it? So I'm not saying that government is failing. Maybe they are doing it, I don't know. But as a committee, I think we need to look into how these people can benefit from the expanded public works program so that they can also be benefit from the payroll, terms and conditions that are there.
Now, members, I hear what you are saying. It's a very complicated thing that we are discussing now. For instance, I'm having two letters that came in this morning of two families. The one family is pleading for the release of their child. The other family, the parole board in Johannesburg have already decided that this person, they are going to release him. In December. But the families wrote letters to me, it's on my desk, to object. You know what this person, it's all there, they have, I'll distribute that. He has wiped out the entire family. The father-in-law, his wife, 7-year-old child, 11-year-old child, and what? He was sentenced to 37 years. And then he went to the appeal court and then the appeal gave him 19 years. Now, that thing happened in 1994. They are saying that he's 12 years now in there and they are going to release him now. Now they are objecting. His own family and the children, the one daughter that was lucky to be alive. You see, now the family is pleading with me and the minister. I'm sure that the minister, because they said they went to the minister as well, and to the acting commission to say, can we please help to keep this person inside? They don't want this animal. They call him an animal. His own relative, his sister, his brother, are saying, no, we don't want him outside. So I'm saying it's a very complicated thing, a very complicated situation. The other letter is now, the family, his people have murdered and what, but the family is pleading for him to be released. you understand how difficult it is. The other parents are pleading for the son to be released. These others are pleading that we must reverse the decision of the parole board. So it's a very complicated, and I fully agree with you, Mr. Shah. When we go into this thing, we mustn't go emotional into this thing, because we are also going to raise hope of people out there. People are going to be released and that's not what we must do. Then now I went to this prison, and it's the same problem. These inmates are claiming that some of them are sitting there in the old end. They are supposed to be out already, and the others are. There's lawyers inside and advocates and what. They know the act very well. They will even quote to you, Mr. Sergeant, what is the old act saying, and what is the new act number? Act 1959, the act of 1959, and this new act, and what I'm saying, we must be very clear-headed when we deal with Caroli. I agree with you. You can forward that letter. Let's check, because each and every king is having a different in marriage. Let's not call, because there's other people sitting in prison for sure that are supposed to be long out on time. We can't say all of them. That's why that's why we are saying let us do it this way for now. This year we are going to concentrate on parole board, are they effective, and the case management committee, because the parole board are complaining that the case management committee
are not delivering.
Not delivering. They are not seeing the prisoners, because the parole board can only function effectively if the case management committee are putting cases before them. But it is not the case. Remember, I think that this was a useful discussion. This is imagine it's only one thing that I see that I want to talk. You see, the staff here at the motor base, that meeting with staff 11:30 to 2, and then again 1400 hours to staff meeting. It's two staff meetings. Let's go to the last item, members, on the. And this is the tabling of committee report. Again, but members, before that, you know, I am very much sure that all these problems that we spoke about, you know, this new commissioner that was appointed, I'm very much sure that he will address this issue that we are raising. It's somebody who can listen. Somebody who's having passion, he will listen to each and everything. He will address this type of thing. We will raise it with him, and you as well. I will ask Isabella when he is officially introduced, also to have his cell number and give it to members of this committee, so that members can also communicate with him when they are having a problem. Or you are having it in the meeting, and you are very lucky. But he's going to change it. Don't worry. Don't worry. He's going to get now an official cell phone. Yeah, but we'll get the number. And not only his number. You know, all the other regional commissioners and area commissioners, because it's very much important. You are going to visit a prison, and then you are finding a problem there. It's better to tackle that problem head on there and there. and not wait and think a long way.
So I think in your communication with him, you must make a request. You see, one day I received a letter from the Red Cross service from someone who says he wants to be on fellow. And he said he has skills and this and this, and he wanted me to try and help him find a job. Because if I can give him a letter to say that he's got a job, then he will get his fellow. And he told me that he wanted to support his own mother or whatever. So I said, let me go and interview this person and seriously try to find him a job. Serious, I'm telling you. I want to tell you exactly what I did. And but the problem, difficulty I faced was to actually gain access. I showed my card at the gate and everything. They don't take you seriously. I'm not just, I actually finally then phoned the deputy minister. And he said, I'm sitting out the deputy minister. And they said to me, sorry, the commander is not here, the second in command not here, third in command not here, this one not here, that one. You're going to have to make an appointment to come back again. So I left quite sad from there that I couldn't, be given this question to the car community. I think we should have access to prison if you want to go and visit the commissioner there or the deputy or the regional commissioner. I mean, what's the use being a member of this committee and you're trying to help them out, and then they say to you, sorry, you can't meet this person and you can't meet that person. And, from the gate, man, they were telling me this. I actually returned back from the gate. So they need to be instructed that if somebody got into from this committee, somebody is in the prison, they mustn't make that difficult.
Yes, but I think that there must be proper identification as well. It's a security institution, remember. And we will be the first to cry and to fight with the Department of Correctional Services when somebody is disguising himself as a member of parliament. We will be the best to fight the Department of Correctional Services to say that you went in there and but Cabello, I want you to, this is a very old my ID number is there, but you see the emblem there. The emblem. Can we please organize? That is also
Over.
Yeah.
So that's
a
new emblem.
Yeah.
They've got our photograph.
Can you please organize all the members, including the alternate, new ideas? But also, before you are printing it, can you please bring one so that I must check what is on this thing? Because you see, each and every person can produce this very easily for anybody to produce. We must at least make it difficult for anybody to produce.
And then maybe they can distribute the list and photograph of this commissioner so they know who these people are.
You know, it will be too heavy. It will be too heavy. We are having 241 persons around the country.
Oh,
you see, and it's going to be. But remember, let's not deviate from it. Yes. Please. That's fine. I think that we have discussed it in a previous meeting, and the musician was very vocal and everybody to say no, that is the procedure. That is the procedure. And we will follow that procedure in this visit. We will follow it. Yeah. And but let's go to our last item on the, and that's the report, the minutes and the report. The minutes and the report. Let's start with the minutes of the, and I'm very much shocked, member, you went through this report. minutes, first term 2007, January to March 2007. I'll deal with the report one by one for the members. Our first report, I mean, minutes, sorry, I'm saying the report. There are two sets of documents. One is the minute and one is the report. The minute of the 23rd, Tuesday the 23rd, January 2007. It was in D227.
All we're going to be discussing is that what they just prepared me. I must have said I didn't really go through them because I looked at the agenda that said prepared me. I thought that we would be discussing at a later stage.
Yes, I will propose that we table and adopt it. If there's anything serious,
we'll come back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All because. Right. Then we are leaving work for too long, and then we are.
Chair, I've been through the report, and I'm quite satisfied with the fairly reviewing the discussion.
The minutes and the report.
I've been through.
Okay. Any person with a different view, any person with a different view, President, no, you are free to raise some. Issues, but please put it on paper,
no? Yeah. No, I just didn't go into great detail because I looked at the agenda that sets the table
in only.
Fine,
yes. No, I understand. So the minute, Mr. Shah is proposing that we adopt the minute.
He,
in particular, is
seconding. No.
Oh, okay. Yes,
yeah,
please. On the minute.
Yes,
please.
Mr. Jefferson, how far has the department gone with the report of the investigation team in the case of Father Nelson? Because what worries me most is that one highly placed official said to us, we should not respect the police. And I was so prepared that, as you said, it's a good question. I will never, ever respect a policeman, no matter where he comes. I was shot at the Jefferson, six bullets onto my body, the papers handled by the protecting police, not one man was ever handled. Now, in this case, even Mr. Martin himself is calling upon the officials to say how he escaped. If they did not assist him, how did he escape? Now, I want to know, how far has the department gone with this issue? Because I'm not a
policeman. What is all of can I help you? Mm-hmm. We are coming to the report. This is the minute.
Thank you.
This is the minute. Is the minute
here?
Is the minute correct? Do you see anything that is not reflecting there? That's why I'm saying Mr. Shah has proposed that he proceed to the minute. We propose Let's go now to the report.
I went out of my way especially to focus on exactly what the member is saying. I went to the two meetings that we had on this one. One was with Minister Trump, and the other is on the oversight on the issue of TMAC. And I'm pleased to say, as a member of the official position, that I wish I could have said the same thing to the other committees that I'm serving on, that I have no problem with. But I think it's fair to present the sentiments that were expressed in the meeting, both those meetings, and therefore I have no hesitation in recommending that this also be adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Members, there's a proposal from Mr. Shah that we are adopting the report, but the same, Mr. Shah has raised the same thing. You see, let me on that one. We are talking about the we have said I think at the conclusion in particular, I'll get to it now. The full message, the conclusion. You'll see what is happening there. The committee was not satisfied. If you have it, page 6.
Conclusion and recommendation.
I'll read it. The committee, both committees, was not satisfied with the explanation provided by the department on how the offender escaped from the facility. There is a lot of information that was not relayed to the committee, and it agreed that the report is very vague and unspecific. The committee indicated that it needs to report back to Parliament on the matter and cannot do so unless it is clear of its facts and findings. The committee unanimously rejected the report of the investigating board. That is what you are raising. And that is the reflection of our meeting, the meeting of the 6th of March. That is the true reflection of our meeting. Thank you. Remember, with that, we have come to the end of our meeting. And we will have our next meeting. On the 15th, our next meeting will be on the 15th. So thank you very much, members, for attending this meeting. We please prepare yourself for the visit. We are having our support in fighting for us.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff.